It's time for another Castle Country Focus. Reporting for you this morning, I'm Dave Hokanson. I've got with me today Morgan Jacobson. Now, Morgan is the DWR Regional Conservation Outreach Manager. We got a couple of neat things we're going to talk about. Well, one's not so neat. The other one is really cool, and I would like to try and make it up to there. Sure. We got the deer hunt coming up.
That's right.
And so first thing we got to talk about is poaching in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a good thing for anybody.
Yeah. Well, and we have the deer hunt and we have elk hunts going on this month as well. So a lot of hunters are afield this time of year. And so, this is a really busy time for a lot of people in Utah. And, we're asking the public to, since they spend a lot of time in the outdoors, we're asking the public to help us catch poachers and to talk to us about anything that they see that might be suspicious, because we have a lot of really good law enforcement officers, but Utah's a big state. There's a lot of public land in Utah, a lot of places that people go to hunt, and we can't be everywhere at once. But so we need the public to kind of be our eyes out there in the field. So we're hoping that people will help us, turn
and poke. And I think the most important thing that you said as we were talking off air is, and it goes for anything, not just poaching, but if you see something, say something.
That's right.
Straight up.
Yeah. And the best thing is to just be observant while you're out in the field, whether you're hunting or not. If you see something that you think, looks suspicious, looks out of place, to be observant about it. If you see people doing something that looks illegal, best thing to do is to get a license plate number of the vehicle that they're driving. That way we can track down the person, we can interview them and do an investigation. Another tip is to not confront the individual yourself. Leave that to a law enforcement officer so that they can they can handle it. They're trained to do that. Another tip is to call in on our UTIP hotline, which is 1-800-662-DEER. That's 1-800-662-3337. And that's not a line to get information. That's a line to turn in information on a possible poaching case. So, that's a great way to report information or to report situations that you see that might not look good out there.
Absolutely. And most of the time, if there's things that, and I know a lot of law enforcement officers have it just don't look right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's a gut feeling. It's also important to remember there are lots of different seasons going on throughout the fall. And so something may or may not be out of season. Some things to remember are, is someone being unsafe? Is someone shooting where they're not supposed to be? Things like that. Best thing to do is just give us a call, and then we'll get the information that we need and conduct an appropriate investigation. But like we said, we just hope people will be observant and keep their head on a swivel while they're out in the field and most importantly, just enjoy themselves and be safe.
Absolutely, because that's what it's all about. It's all about going out and having a good time and having fun and enjoying the outdoors.
Exactly.
But, there's always, I hate to say this, but there's always that 10% jerk factor. It always seems like. So
hopefully less than 10%.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially when guns are involved. Yeah. So, if you see something, say something. And that's right. The most important thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we said, Utah's is a beautiful and great state, especially when it comes to wildlife. There's so many opportunities. We're lucky that we get to live in a place where we can enjoy the wildlife that we have here. And so, in connection with that, we're hosting an event to let people get up close and have an opportunity to see mule deer up close during the rut. And the rut is a special time of year. That's when mule deer are mating. It's kind of later in the fall, usually November. It's a great time to be able to see wildlife because they're not necessarily concerned about human presence necessarily. They're mostly, occupied with males are fighting with each other. They're chasing does around, things like that. So So it's a great time to view and photograph wildlife. So on November 17th, we're having a mule deer viewing event at the Nashwash Wildlife Management Area, which is out by Cisco, like we talked about. And we're asking people to sign up in advance. This event is limited to the first 25 people to sign up. So, but we want to give as many people down here in southeastern Utah an opportunity to see that as we can. So.
Well, yeah, because it's in our backyard.
Exactly.
Really, it is.
Yeah.
And that's one of the greatest things, you know, and we always used to do we always do it. For some reason, I don't know why it fell that way, but the day after Thanksgiving, we always go down on the Center Fell and look for, you know, deer and for bighorn sheep and antelope. They're all over.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're in our backyard.
Yeah.
It's the perfect opportunity to go and find them and see them.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a great time of year to see them. And Thanksgiving, like you said, that's usually right when things are happening. So
perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so that is the 17th. And the important thing about it is to remember that it is limited to 25 people.
Yep. Yep. First 25 people to sign up.
So do they contact you?
Yep. So what we're asking people to do if they're interested in that event is to call our office, to call me actually at 435-613-3707. And then we will send you a link to go online and register for that. So again, that phone number is 435-613-3707. And if you're one of the first 25 people to register, we'll be able to take you along and get up close and see some mule deer. So we're super excited about it.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be fun. Plus, like I said, like we were talking, once again, we were talking off the air. That is a beautiful drive anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Nashwash is unique because it's on the southern end of the Book Cliffs, which is a limited entry deer hunting unit. There's some really nice bucks up there. And during the rut, and when things start getting cold, they come down off those high elevation areas into the winter range, and Nashwash is part of that winter range. And so it's a great place to see deer and to get a really good look at them. And, you know, Cisco and you know, that drive down to Moab from there is just beautiful. So make a trip out of it and come along, and we'll see some cool stuff.
All right. So like we said, once again, just to touch base, that's November 17th.
Yes.
Call and talk to Morgan at 435-613-3707, and then he'll give you all the information that you need to sign up. It's limited to 25 people, so time is of the essence.
That's right.
So, and it's going to be a great mule deer viewing event down at Nashwash, down in southeastern Utah. It's beautiful, beautiful country out there. I highly suggest you do this.
Yeah.
Because it'll be fun. Yeah. All right, Morgan. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
And we'll see. We'll talk again. I'm sure we will.
I'll be back.
We do around here. Absolutely. Okay, for this and information on this and more Castle Country Focus interviews and all the others, check out Castle Country Radio.com.